You're listening to the Grease Man Show on the Classic Rock Station, 94 WISP.
All right, stand by. We'll be talking to Tom Arnold shortly and find out what he and Roseanne are up to. We'll look at some different stuff, a different side of Tom and Roseanne, and see if we can't find out what America's wackiest couple is up to. Learn some insights. All right, that's coming up forthwith. And let me take a call or two, and then I got some topicality. Hi, you made it through. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Grease?
Going very well.
Hey, this is Bob Abate of the Hooters. How you been?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Oh, called up to say hi. I heard you were up in New York. I just got back from Europe. I heard you were in New York. I can't believe it.
Yeah, man. What are you doing? Where'd you go in Europe?
All over. Flew into Dusseldorf, went down to Munich. I hit three carnivals in a row. Went to Amsterdam, down to Venice, Rome. What? I was all over the map.
You are. You know the only thing... My pop liked about Venice?
Tell me.
You can fish right out the hotel room window.
Ow!
Boy, you are one traveling guy, aren't you?
Oh, man. Do you remember that concert you broadcasted down in D.C.?
Man, I've done a million of them, buddy.
I know. You were backstage with us. What a guy. I'll tell you, the picture of manhood.
Well, I am a lumbering ditty-bopping daddy.
That's the truth.
You looked at me hungrily, and you thought if I swung that way, that'd be one man I'd want to grab me.
Ow. No, that would hurt.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Hey, be good, Jack.
I like it. Thank you. I like America. I like going over to Europe. It's nice. But, boy, it's nice to come back. Come back to where I'm always afraid that something will break bad when I'm in Europe. You get a fist fight. The next thing you know, you're in some weird justice system, you know? Some weird jail. Inmates. Bad enough to be in jail, let alone with inmates that you can't understand. Lord knows what they're plotting against you. Maybe I'm just paranoid. But I always feel better when that plane, man, when I feel those wheels touch down. Poof. And you know, you're back at the USA, I just like, oh, God, yes. Home sweet home, buddy, home sweet home. Is Tom Arnold getting on the line? We're going to hear from him.
Just a minute, I think.
How long before he comes on?
He's going to call in a couple minutes.
All right, sounds sweet. We'll check topicality. And I told you I threw out the newspaper. Now I am throwing it out. This is ridiculous. Apparently, there's a whole national organization of people bound through computers into some sort of young boy pornography, like a child pornography kind of thing. And you need a code word, you access it, and then they have pictures that they can play over the screen to you on your computer. Is this unbelievable? A whole computer. I mean, we always knew there were deviants in the world. That's nothing new. That's no surprise. But when you talk about a whole network of people bonding together to swap pictures like that, then, you know, that was the only time when we were talking about this horrible issue that I could ever get Daddy at a PTA meeting. I'll tell you what. He heard that was the subject, and he actually put down his beer. He actually turned off the TV set, which was tuned to the ball game. He actually combed his hair, and he marched to that PTA meeting. He actually asked to speak. Times when Mama would drag him to the PTA meeting, normally Daddy'd be falling asleep. Daddy got up on the podium, and he made an impassioned diatribe. I mean, he got up there, and he was pounding his fists. I've never seen Daddy move to that nth degree on an issue. I mean, his eyes were blazing. I thought he was verging on a heart attack. His cheeks were flushed, and he got into all the nuances and all the points. Everybody stood wide-eyed. Everybody stared. Oscar Griesman, Ellie, listen to him. Listen to him. He ranted and raved. He gesticulated in the air to make his point. And when he was done, there wasn't a sound in the gymnasium. People just looked at him. He said, come on, folks, I've said my piece. We're leaving. As we were driving home, Daddy looked over at us and said, you think I came on a little too strong on my child pornography speech? I said, well, I guess we should have told you, Pop, that we're all against it.
Oh, no!
So, you want to talk embarrassing. Unbelievable.
He's on line two.
Oh, he's on line two. All right, there. We got Tom Arnold on the line. And, Tom, let me just ask you, Let me just ask you, before we get rolling here, about I read that you're doing a benefit. You and Roseanne are involved in a fundraiser?
Well, we're having a big auction at down here at the Roseanne Studios on the 19th and 20th of March. We're auctioning off all the Roseanne clothes from over the years and all the Jackie Thomas clothes from this year, and we're giving all the money to our charity, the Tom and Roseanne Arnold Foundation.
Well, bravo lingus.
And that charity is for children who have been sexually abused and adults who are recovering from the sexual abuse they had as children.
And open to the public to come by and bid away.
That's right. It's a Friday and Saturday. Come over here to MTM Studios in Studio City. And, yeah, it's on stage one. It'll be fun.
And you'll both be there?
Yes. And it's not really an auction so much as everything's priced real low. And, you know, we'll both be there, and it'll be great.
Neat. Let me ask you, too. I'm trying to do things that other people haven't done with you since everybody asks you probably the same questions. You're ready to scream. Let me ask you, have you picked up on Yiddish since you've been married to Roseanne?
I haven't picked it up a lot. She doesn't use it too much, but she will often, you know, there's certain words that I can tell what they are in Yiddish because they're the dirty words. But I learned a little bit from her and other, you know, some of the older comics I've talked to have taught me a little bit. And the rabbi seems to know a little bit of it.
Well, I do this feature on the show called Enlighten the Goyim, kind of a lighthearted nature where I teach him how to, like, you'll get a guy that says, you know, I get out there in the outback and I heard that, and I teach him words how to say in Yiddish that, like, for example, Luchenkopf. Have you heard that one?
I'm not sure if I have. They all sound the same.
Well, that one means hole in the head. So let me help you with it. Just repeat after me. Luchenkopf.
Luchenkopf.
Luch. There's a hoch.
Luch.
Luch.
If I had more of a cold, I could do it better.
That's it. Luchenkopf. It means hole in the head. Let me show you how you'd use that. It's like, I don't know. Say it's a 90-degree day in L.A. Or actually, here's a better one. All that rain we had a couple of weeks ago. It rained day in, day out, day in, day out. Then you turn on the TV, the weatherman says, hey, guess what? More rain tomorrow. And we would say, we need more rain like a Luchenkopf. Like
that's good.
Like a hole in the head. So the next time you're on your on the set of your show,
yeah.
And they say, Tom, let's do one more take. You've already done it 15 times. You turn around, spin to the director, and say, I need one more take like a...
looking cop.
Yeah!
Something like that, yeah.
You're with me on that.
You'd probably understand it, too.
And good. Well, I just wanted to throw a few words your way. What about catering? When you're on the set, do they have food there?
Yes, they do have food, and they have food for everybody, and then they have special food for me and Rosie, you know, kind of lighter food, because they're watching it.
I gotcha.
We're watching it.
Well, here's another one for you. Kreplach. I guess you heard of that one.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so that's another one you can do.
What?
Yeah, you could look at the guy and say, what? Corned beef, ham, rye, what? No.
And my stepson is getting bar mitzvahed on March 27th. We're very excited.
Mazel tov on that.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Well, that's great. I'm very excited for it. It seems like everything's going in a positive vein. Any new part-time recreational pursuits? You guys haven't taken up ski-doos, hang gliding?
Well, we have. We bought a boat, though, to try to learn to ski. So that's what we're going to do now.
Oh, great. Where are you skiing? Are you going to ski in the ocean?
Well, actually, it's at a lake in Iowa. It's a big...
Oh, that's right.
...man-made giant lake, but it's a big boat. It's the biggest boat, the most powerful boat that will pull skis, too, that's not too big to pull skis.
Like a ski nautique, something like that?
Something like that.
I got a twin screw, like one of these bad boys here, like a... that I keep at Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
And, I've done most of my boating on the East Coast, so it's going to be a gas to get out there in the ocean and tear it up. What about I do a lot of skeet and trap shooting. Y'all do any lead slinging?
No. No, we have a lot of, we have a game reserve on our farm. We have 1,700 acres.
Uh-huh.
And so we don't have many guns out there.
I got it. Well, you're not into hunting, but neither am I. But it's fun to get out there and, you know, bolt, watch something disintegrate with
Well, that's fun, too. But see, I got to keep the guns away from my wife because the caretaker of the farm, he's got these guns. And sometimes she gets them out and starts shooting them.
I mean, Rosie will get out there and just blast away?
Oh, she will. He's got a semi-automatic rifle, and she just gets into it, and it gets scary.
But that's exciting. That's a side of her that nobody really knows about.
Right.
Well, then that's wonderful. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff. Of course, you know, abiding by the Los Angeles laws, none of it with me. However, in the East Coast, man, that's nothing like standing there at a range. And a lot of people say, well, what do you need a gun that shoots 30 times for? I'll tell you what you need it for. It's just a big rush to set up a bunch of bottles and blast. You're not hurting anybody.
That's right.
And I can't believe I can just picture her out there just canning it up, the caretaker diving for cover. Man, that's fantastic.
She just wings around, too. She fires kind of indiscriminately, and then she'll just wig around and go, I think I'm done, and it'll be pointed at you. You know, it's frightening.
And is it, so does she announce that this is going to happen, or are you just lying there, and you, all of a sudden you open one eye, and you're hearing guns going off?
She just does it.
So we might have to give a call to the caretaker and say, buddy, you might want to tuck that stuff away.
No, I've told him that many times.
Wow. So he lives there when you guys are not there.
He lives there all the time, yeah.
So he keeps the heat on. So if you wanted to right now say, that's it, we're taking a break, you show up and the heat's on and the refrigerator's going, water heater's got hot water.
That's right. We have, actually, there's six houses on the farm where people live that take care of the farm, and they live there year-round, and then, you know, and then they take care of, they're building our new big house there on the farm. So there's a lot of people.
Wow. Well, that's good. That means at least you sleep good at night. You know, no one's running through there. The local clientele aren't helping themselves to your Spam sandwiches.
That's right.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, that's great. A lead-slinging mama.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you ought to think about that in an upcoming episode. Not necessarily in the, I mean, some new thing, you guys. Some feature you could do.
Yeah, that'd be good. Where we're doing a feature where she wants to shoot people, basically, is what it is. And we're doing a feature where she gets to do some action stuff.
Wow, that's fantastic. Some breaking glass.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Man, oh, man. Well, everybody loves that. High-speed action, leaning out the window, fishtailing. Oh, God, in that new Fallen Down movie, Michael Douglas takes out a phone booth. There's something of, you never get tired about it.
That's right.
They've been doing it since the days of Elliot Ness. There's something about rapid fire, breaking glass, and a phone booth that still makes your jeans fit tight, even now. So that's great. Well, Tom, I look forward to talking to you again. If you're ever in the neighborhood, I hope you'll stop by and we can swap some stories face to face.
Thank you very much, buddy.
All right, continued success.
All right, same to you.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, there's more coming up with the Grease Man.
Oh, man, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. There's all kinds of English in there. Explorations Friday night. I'm going to get you ready guaranteed for weekend fun. So stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.